school at 15, and my dad bought me a good working dog and a pair of horse-eyed boots. And he said, get the saw and go down it wood and cut yourself a stick. So I was a shepherd then. Pound a week in my keep. There were no thought of going getting a job or doing anything else. The labour was needed at all. My brother was already working on a farm. All through summer it was sheep, 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 that's all we knew. But he made a bit of hay in case of emergencies. Then 12th of August, that were always a big thing to look forward to, the grouse shooting. We always went beating, and you met up with people as you'd not seen for 12 months or so on. It were always a great get-together, that were. Sometimes it was a couple of days a week, sometimes it was a couple of days a fortnight. But we helped keepers out because they did us a lot of good if they saw anything up with sheep at top end, like, you know, they'd
Let you know, or put it right. It's an interesting thing that just a bit further over, obviously to the north of the county, you've got these interesting tensions and war and conflict over, you know, over the right to roam.
Yes, yeah.
So that was quite an interesting thing. Did you get these conflicts at this side of
because you didn't, like Gort Valley, I can remember from, you know, from being little and that, you'd get hikers, like on bank holidays, and when it was Manchester Wakes or something, and they come train loads on to Whaley Bridge, and they'd walk through Goyt and to Buxton. And they walked on paths, you know, they'd all wave at you, talk to you, didn't stray off path around, and quite a lot of farms had a tea room, but they'd stop for a brew, and you know, they'd get friends with family and that, and there were no vandalism, no letter.
I believe that there were often run-ins with the gamekeepers, even before there was any sort of organised trespass, and people would be sort of sneaking round and trying not to come up against them. And it wasn't about poaching like it had been in the old days, it was about access, and it was about, you know, shooting for a privileged few for a very short time of the year. But there's always a thrill anyway, isn't there, especially when you're younger,
of trespassing
and going somewhere that's forbidden. And the air quality was disgusting in cities. Really, I mean, it wasn't traffic in those days, it was something you could see and taste, and it got in your hair and on the back of your school shirt collar, you know, the air was filthy.
Well, I suppose everything was coal-fired.
Yes.
Factories were by that time coal-fired.
Yeah. So the pollution was really, you know, tangible smogs, and I think, you know, people could see this horizon, this glorious horizon on a clear day. I mean, from Stockport, you can see those hills, you know, and there was a train line, and why wouldn't you go up? You could cycle, you know, you could combine cycling, which was equally as popular as hiking for young people.
And there's such a sense of freedom when you get to those places.
Yes, and everything being bigger than your problems. It's the sense of perspective, isn't it? You know, which, I mean, we still experience when we go out into the peaks. You know, it puts things in proportion for us. But if you could be having fun with your friends at the same time, you know, how brilliant.
Yeah.
Fabulous.